Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, there's a reason beds are nicknamed scratchers, maybe a reason you don't really want to contemplate, because we spend about a third of our lives there, and research suggests that we should be cleaning our sheets, beds and bedding more often than we do. Well, for more on this, let's join Dr. Primrose Freestone, lecturer in microbiology in Leicester University and friend of the show. Hello, Primrose.
Hello again.
Look, let's get into the itty-bitty of it, or should I say the icky bits. What lies between the sheets apart from ourselves? What's in there with us that's alive
and dead?
Well, the thing is, every single night as you go to bed, okay, you will shed into your bed hundreds of thousands of skin cells. Oils from your sebaceous oil glands will actually end up in your night clothes and also onto your sheets, and you will sweat whatever the temperature is outside, up to half a pint of liquid. And even if you've just showered, the bacteria on your skin will actually end up on your sheets and pillows as well. And moreover, that sweat that you've just actually sort of dripped into your sort of bed covers will be eaten by your skin bacteria, and they'll turn it into the cheesy, odoury, sort of nasty smells that we know as BO. So that's what happens when you go to, oh yeah, and don't forget, the house dust mites will eat your skin cells as well.
Right. And what if people have, you know, the likes of nail fungi or athlete's foot or the like, if they've got that going on?
I'm just thinking, we never give a warning out if somebody is sitting down to eat
that. This is borderline helpline stuff. Yeah, so there is that too, is there?
Yes, there is too. Whatever you've actually picked up, particularly under your fingernails, which are microscopic rainforests, I have to say, will actually end up on your sheets as well, probably towards the end of the bottom of the bed. But it depends, I suppose, on how much you move around at night.
Right. Well, I suppose before we panic people too much, I mean, we do live with dust mites all the time. We do live with bacteria all the time. So how much of a worry is this really, you know, for after, say, a few days in bed? What's the kind of timeline on where it tips over between stuff we can live with and stuff that's potentially hazardous?
It depends very much on how well you are. If you're ill, you've got an upset stomach, and also how you sweat, because some people actually, you know, have a problem with excessive sweating. But no, generally speaking, if you actually sort of wash your sheets fairly regularly, and your pillows as well, because your pillowcases can accumulate bacteria and fungi, then you should be fine. But this is all about staying nice and fresh and having good quality sleep. If your bed is fresh and sort of clean, and you know it is, you'll sleep better and your general health will be better as a result.
So, Primrose, define fairly regularly for us. How often should we be washing sheets, do you think?
Okay. For most people, sheets, you could wash pillowcases at least once a week. If, however, you sweat a lot, the weather's very warm, or you have children or pets in your bed, it should be really every 3 to 4 days. And of course, also, if you're unwell too, you'll be shedding sort of potential pathogens. So it's a good idea to sort of wash your sheets more frequently. But generally speaking, sheets and pillowcases every week.
And the one that I'm shocked at is the idea that we should be vacuuming our mattresses more than once a week.
Well, yes, you should. Yeah, because your battery, where do you think the sweat goes that you produce at night?
I try not to think about it.
Literally, it's just going
actually, until I've talked to you, I probably didn't think about it at all.
Okay, well, the sweat that you produce actually will end up in your mattress. That's been known because mattresses have been weighed before and after people slept on them, and that's where the half a pint or so of sweat. But that depends on the temperature outside. Right now, it's not going to be a problem, but in the summer, you will sweat a lot more. So in the old days, people used to air mattresses. You took the covers off and you let them dry out. That actually then denies bacteria the moisture that they need to grow. And also, vacuuming your bed gets rid of some of your skin cells, and that will cut the number of house dust mites, which can actually cause eczema and asthma. So therefore, and trigger asthma exacerbations. So therefore, it's a good idea to keep the numbers down. You can never get rid of them, but you can keep them a balance.
Will a good mattress protector not do some of this for you?
Yes, it will do. It will certainly deny your house dust mites, actually, food, because your skin cells will end up on the mattress topper, and that's easier to clean than the mattress itself. But ultimately, you really can't prevent this happening, but what you can do is keep the numbers down, and that's the best way to actually have a nice, clean, sort of fresh sleep.
Right. And when you say wash at least once a week, you know, how do you wash them? And, you know, you'll see, I mean, temperature-wise, and also you'll see supermarkets selling these disinfectant supplements, liquids that can be added to washes. Are they necessary if you're washing them at a high enough temperature?
Okay. To kill off any bacteria from your skin, which, remember, like 37 degrees, because that's your body temperature, and also any house dust mites and their eggs and their droppings, a high temperature wash, if your sheets and pillowcases can tolerate, is at least 60 degrees, so a hot wash. If you can only manage, you know, say your machine will only go for a cool wash, then yeah, a laundry disinfectant will actually be quite beneficial. But then if you actually haven't got that, ironing your sheets, although it's a tedious job, it sanitizes them beautifully and they stay fresher longer, because you're killing off from the heat of the iron anything that might still be alive in your sheets.
Okay. Do you iron your sheets, Colin?
I do not iron my sheets. I did hear a tip, though, for ironing any sheets, put them on the bed first, put the iron on an extension cable and iron them on the bed instead of trying to manage them over the ironing board.
I don't think Primrose would approve of that, would you, Primrose?
Well, actually, that's a good way of sanitising the top of your mattress as well, quite frankly.
There we go.
There you go. We might hit on something.
You can throw that into your next advice clinic, Primrose. No need to thank me. Thanks a million for that.
That's it.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Primrose. That's Dr. Primrose Freestone there, giving us all the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.